from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Somali regional forces fighting against ISIS. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast in the first ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. Local forces told VOA that today's fighting occurred just 50 kilometers west of Kandala after the regional troops were halted by landmines. The governor of Puntland's Bari region, Yusuf Mohammed Dado, is leading the offensive against Kandala, and he said his forces were attacked by ISIS fighters while they were dismantling the landmines. They responded by killing seven militants. Three Somalian soldiers were wounded in the firefight. Dado said his troops have custody of militants' bodies, saying that they are all Somalis. He said they have not seen any foreigners so far. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the leader of Taiwan put China on the defensive late Friday with a historic upbeat phone call to discuss Washington's role in possibly helping the diplomatically isolated island gain international status. China's foreign minister dubbed the 12-minute phone call by Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen a petty action that will lead to no changes in Chinese-U.S. relations. Raymond Wu is the managing director of Taipei-based political consultancy eTelligence.
It serves notice to Beijing that Washington chooses to do what's beneficial to Washington. They will do it, whether it's in terms of substantive issues or in terms of symbolic gestures.
Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there's been no contact between the leaders of the two countries since U.S. formally broke off